US diplomats and Taliban officials have been meeting in Qatar overnight for a fresh round of peace talks aimed at ending the 17-year-long Afghan war. And while the two sides have met before, today's talks are seen as offering the best chance of a breakthrough, with the Taliban's powerful political chief, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, leading the insurgent side. Negotiations will focus on the details of a framework deal under which the US troops will withdraw from Afghanistan in return for a Taliban guarantee that Afghan territory won't be used by terrorists. That's vital for a peaceful Afghanistan, with the UN warning of record numbers of civilian deaths, including 900 children. Kai Ide is the former UN envoy to Afghanistan and was involved in some of the earliest peace contacts with the Taliban. He joins us from Oslo. Kai Ide, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much and good morning.
These talks that have started overnight in Qatar are the fifth round between the US and the Taliban, but they're also the highest level negotiations yet, aren't they? It is encouraging that the Taliban's a member of the Taliban's top leadership, I'm talking about Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, is there at the table. What difference will this make?
Absolutely. I think what you see now with Mullah Baradar arriving in Doha means that the very top leadership of the Taliban is directly linked to the negotiations. That gives the team added authority. He's probably able to make decisions there and then. So I think this is certainly a very welcome development. And I believe that already from 2009, 2010, before he was arrested, Mullah Baradar was most probably the most prominent spokesman for a peaceful settlement within the Taliban leadership at that time.
Mullah Baradar, as you just referred to there, he's been in prison in Pakistan for 8 years. In fact, It was almost looked as though, and I'm sure you can tell me this if this was the case, he was released from prison to be able to partake in these talks. Is that how that went?
It seems that the US has convinced the Pakistanis to release him, probably also understanding that he is a key man and could play a key role in the upcoming negotiations. And my experience from the Taliban group in Doha, and I met them regularly, my last meeting was in fact 2 hours after they ended their last 6 days talks with the Americans in Doha. I think they have so far, they need to report back to their leadership. It takes time, it's complicated. They probably have a broad mandate, but now they have somebody in place with the decision-making authority, and that means a lot. It also removes any doubt that the Doha group is indeed a group with authority from the leadership to make decisions on their behalf.
You have some direct experience with this. You met for secret peace talks with the Taliban leadership back in 2010. So that was early days, and it was reported then at the time that the Taliban was split over what a peace deal would look like. 9 years on, do you think the Taliban leadership is now united on that front?
That's very hard to say. You know, In fact, I met them already in 2008, and I was the first to expressed the view in the Security Council that we have to go for a political settlement. There was no appetite at the time. But already late 2008, we had contacts with the Taliban and meetings with them. 2009, this intensified towards the end. It was abruptly ended the very day Mullah Baradar was arrested by the Pakistanis, which to us confirmed that he played an important role in this. So I think we're in a different situation now with the possibility to reach an agreement. Certainly, what is at the top of the agenda of the Taliban is to have a clear plan for the withdrawal of U.S. and international forces. Mm-hmm. I think that has come closer. And since they last met in January, there must have been rather intensive work going on in the United States on how to design that withdrawal plan. You know, how to plan for it and how to implement it. Because I spent 11 years at NATO and I know how complicated such an endeavor is. Mm. And it takes time, but I think probably they spent the last weeks working very intensively on how to shape it all.
Yeah, I mean, the last time the two sides met was not that long ago, and the framework they came up with, as you say, the American troops would withdraw from Afghanistan in return for a Taliban guarantee that Afghan territory would never be used by terrorists. So the fact that they're back so quickly to the table, and the fact they've gone to this effort to get Mullah Baradar at the table, does that suggest to you that the Americans are going to sign off on that withdrawal from Afghanistan?
I hope that they will now get closer. The Americans have probably been able to look very concretely at how it should happen, how much time is required, how do they design the withdrawal process. It's very, very complicated. And they probably return now to Doha with a more clear picture of how they can go about it. Will they make a deal there and then? That's hard to say, but certainly I believe that they could come much closer. One critical issue here is, of course, the consultations between the US and the Afghan government. And the Americans cannot afford to do anything now which would upset the relationship to the Afghan government further than it already has been done over the last couple of months.
But Qaeda isn't one of the key issues now too, not just talks between the Afghan government and the Americans, but the fact that these talks have excluded the Afghan government, and Americans say that any final agreement will require the Taliban to meet with Afghan officials and declare a ceasefire. Again, to reference your mention of Mullah Baradar, that in 2008, I think it was, he was one of the few within the Taliban reaching out to the Afghan leadership. Do you see that he is still likely to be there pushing that kind of contact? Because not all his fellow Taliban officials have been so far in favor of that, have they?
Well, I must say, I believe that even Mullah Baradar at the time insisted, as did the entire leadership, that if there would be talks, it would first have to be talks between the US and the Taliban, because the Taliban view has always been that their main opponent is not the Afghans or the Afghan people or government, but it's the United States, which they call the occupier, and they have to have an agreement on the end of the occupation before they can sit down and talk to the Afghan government. I think that probably still remains their view. Then comes the question, how do the main stakeholders here manage to design a process where the Taliban would be able to sit down with the Afghan government? That is really the sticking point. I don't think that should be an obstacle to reaching an agreement on a certain timetable for withdrawal of international forces, but it will probably have to be conditional, where the Americans say, this is possible, but you also have to sit down with the government and discuss. And at the time we are in now, with presidential elections coming up in Afghanistan in June, that is a very complicated matter, because the Taliban does not want President Ghani to enter into that kind of campaign, being the president or the candidate who brought peace to Afghanistan.
So nothing is likely to happen before then. Qaeda, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Qaeda is the former UN envoy to Afghanistan. These talks between the Taliban and the US going on in Qatar overnight, and it should be noticed that this latest push for peace comes as the Taliban continues to stage nearly daily attacks in Afghanistan. In fact, a new UN report says last year saw the highest recorded number of civilian deaths in Afghanistan at any time since records have been kept, almost 4,000 civilian deaths, including 900 children.